One. Okay, well, it's now as close as we can possibly get to midday on Thursday, the 9th of January, 2025. The new time slot for our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And to celebrate, well, Eamon Darling is back. Lovely to see you.
You too, Dave. It's great to be here.
First edition of the new year.
It's great to be here. And what a nice hot day it is today to taste what we're going to taste just now. I think it's ideal for this type of weather that we're having.
Well, let's get straight into it then. Today we'll be looking at the wine of the week as well selected by Eamon Darling and his team at Tops at Lifestyle. It's the Ken Forrester Petit Chenin Blanc. I hope I said that correctly.
You did, Dave. And the Petit Chenin, okay, he has a range of Petit wines that Ken makes along with the assistant winemaker, and they are their entry level. They are the entry level. These are for their everyday consumer, this particular wine. They do a Chenin, there's a Sauvignon Blanc, there's a Chardonnay as well, all in a Petit range. And it's a very good farm. Everything is done by hand. Everything is hand-picked, hand-selected. Right from me, they don't use any herbicides, totally nothing. And Ken, him and his wife Teresa bought a farm back in 1973 after he spent quite a long time in the hospitality industry, and he was chairman of Fedhauser, which looks after all of that. And he was part of with Saul Kersner way back then. And then they bought a farm, came up for auction, and he always keen eye and bought a farm. And since then, he is gone from strength to strength, and he is known in the industry as Mr. Chenin Blanc.
Now, for those that are unfamiliar with the different varietals, and you know, there's a whole new era, if you like, of wine drinkers. It's becoming very, very popular. It's always been very popular, but I think more and more people are discovering that wine is much more than just an alcoholic beverage to drink occasionally with mates in the pub.
True, Dave.
It's much more of a lifestyle addition.
It's a lifestyle. We're looking at, if you look at the French and you look at the Italians, the Spanish, all those people overseas, they're drinking wine from morning to, well, I wouldn't say from morning to noon or morning to night, but every day they're having a glass of wine. Every day, whether it's with food or just being social and having a glass of wine. And that's basically what it's all about. It's just tasting, have a nice glass of wine, find something that your palate is suitable to your palate. This hot weather now that we're having now, very good for Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc. It has to be chilled and then keep it chilled. Mm. And then you're going to get some people who are going to dilute it with ice. Okay, that's your preference. That's fine. But preferably just keep it in a bucket of ice and keep it chilled the minute you open a bottle to the last drop that comes out of it. Don't dilute it.
So that's good advice. Mm-hmm. And today the wine that we're looking at, the Petit Chenin Blanc, is a perfect, as you said earlier, everyday drinking wine. A youthful, fresh wine is described as in the notes, with quince and pear drop flavors. Earlier picked freshness shows on palate with crunchy green apple and grapefruit flavors. Good mouthfeel and appetizingly tangy finish. Now, that's the descriptive narrative from the maker. The only way we can really, test that for efficacy and truth and value is to pour a little drop. So why don't we do that?
Yes, Dave. Good idea.
Because it is, the sun is over the yard arm now. It's just after midday. And if you're headed out somewhere for lunch and thinking of a good accompaniment, they suggest that possibly it would go well with light al fresco summertime meals. Exactly where we're headed. And here we go. This is it. The Ken Forrester Petit Chenin Blanc 2024. It's fresh.
It is.
Oh, it smells. It's already...
The quince
smells like summer.
It does, Dave. It's like summer in a glass.
Yeah, oh yeah. And apparently it should last half an hour with the cap off and then you reach for the next bottle. I don't think this would last a half an hour with the two of us having lunch.
I don't think so, Dave.
Here
I
we
think
go.
We've gone in 10 minutes.
It has all that it promises, and I think a little bit more
in it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely delicious. The acidity is just perfect.
you talk about a good mouthfeel. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means, I presume, that when you... Now, bearing in mind that we are not yet engaged in the wonderful pastime of lunch or, you know, any kind of snack in between, we're literally just opening the bottle, pouring a little dram and tasting it. So the mouth hasn't been acclimatized to anything in particular. And straight away, instead of having to acclimatize, you know, normally you get that kind of shock if something is to... this is not. It's just a...
It's just a lovely mouthfeel there. That acidity there is just very slight on the back, but that fruit, that concentrated fruit, that layered fruit that you're picking up there now, it just solidifies the palate.
Mm. Which would explain the growing popularity among those that have discovered that a good wine is not necessarily just a means to an end. In other words, getting yourself over the social barriers that ordinarily you face.
You face them, then fall down.
It'll do that.
Yes,
it'll do that very well. But it'll do that very subtly and in a charmingly beguiling way. In the meantime, you'll enjoy the fact that it adds tremendously to any occasion.
It's a wine that's made for anything, Dave. It goes with any food, any light lunch that you want to have. Or if you don't want to have lunch, just have yourself a nice glass of Petit Chenin Blanc.
Well, there it is. Now, what sort of price point are we talking about? This is a good wine, I would imagine.
It's very good farm, Dave.
It gets a platter, 3-star. That's a platter award is not for the faint.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
The meek. And the mild, this is a proper wine. And presumably, it comes with a pedigree that you mentioned. It has a platter 3-star award for the year of 24, which was last year. 23, it got 3 stars. 22, it got 3.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Presume 25, it'll be just as
might
as
get good. It a 3-4 star this year. We'll wait and see. But price-wise, Dave, for a wine like this, entry level, lovely Chenin Blanc, great farm, $84.99 a bottle.
Wow. Now that is a post-Christmas gift if ever there was one.
I'm telling you, you can't beat that.
Sub
for a Chenin.
100 Rand by quite a large margin, 83 Rand and some change. And wow, just a wonderful, you know what, some might say it's an extraordinarily good value, quaffable wine. Well, you know, quaffable means you can drink it by the tumbler. And I think that absolutely is right.
That sums it
up. It's unpretentious.
Yes.
It's not pretending to be anything that it isn't.
It
gives you great value, but it has the quality feel. You mentioned that the farm is pesticide-free and
I presume also free
of all the other nasties that some wines are afflicted with.
That are some there. It's right in the foothills of the Helderberg in Stellenbosch. And the farm dates back to around 1689. So
they had a long time to get it right.
Yes, definitely. And then the vineyards, so some of the older Chenin Blanc vineyards there go back to 1973.
Wow.
So you're talking about older vines would produce smaller bunches of grapes, but high quality grapes.
Well, there it is. Now, the first Topps wine of the week for 25 gives you that marvelous intro to a year that is going to be, I think, an exceptionally good one. And if you're looking for a lovely, everyday, easy drinking white wine, the Ken Forrester Petit Chenin Blanc 2024, available now at Topps at Lifestyle in good quantities. That is our top tip for today. Our first Topps at Lifestyle wine of the week in our new time slot.
At 12, Dave, thanks very much for having us and for accompanying us to change our time. It's always nice to change.
I think it's a lovely time of day to
have a nice glass of wine. Chenin,
super. So we'll carry
best
on.
Time of the year. And then just to let everybody out there, all our listeners and customers who have just joined or for later on, new extended hours going into 2025. So Monday to Friday, Topps Lifestyle will be open at 8 to 8. Unfortunately, the Saturdays still have to stay the same, 8 to 5, Sunday 10 to 3:30. But our mother store, our Lifestyle Super Spa, will also be following through on those opening times till 8 o'clock every
wow,
evening.
That's convenient now for anyone coming home a little bit later than the general shopping hours and wanting to pick up a lovely bottle or two of
very
whatever you fancy. So extended shopping hours for your convenience at Lifestyle Topps and, of course, at the Lifestyle Super Spa in the heart, the center of Lolito, the Lifestyle Center. Once again, my special guest, Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle, and this will go up as a podcast shortly in case you've only just joined us and are wondering a little bit more about what it is that we have been chatting about and what the wine of the week, which I'll mention for the final time, Ken Forrester this week, his Petit Chenin Blanc 2024 for R83 and some change at Tops at Lifestyle, our top tip for the day, for the week, until we meet again in a week's time.
Dave, thanks very much.
And the music continues with Mean Mr. Mustard.